أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون. But yesterday's background, that this was on one journey and where one Muhajir Sahabi and one Ansari Sahabi had an argument, and Abdullah ibn Ubay, the chief, the leader of the Munafiqeen, made a big story about this, and he said that he will take out Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Muhajireen from Medina Sharif, and also that the people must not help and support the Muhajireen who have come to Medina Sharif. So with that background of yesterday, we will understand this ayat. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ وَهِي هَي جُو كَهْتِهِ. These are those munafiqeen, the hypocrites, that what they were saying, لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَى مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. مَتْ خَرَجْ كَرُوا اُنْ پَرْ جُو پَاسْ رَحْتِهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ كَي. Don't spend on those people who are near Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially the Muhajireen who have come from Makkah Sharif in our form, as we understand it today, like refugees who have come. Don't help these people and don't support them, then they won't rally and they won't be around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Na'uzu billah, they will leave him and go away. Hatta yanfadhu, yahan tak ke mutafarriq ho jave. They will all separate and stop supporting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala explains and the answer to that, walillahi khazainu samawati wal ard. For Allah ke hai khazane aasmano ke aur zameen ke. These munafiqeen have no understanding whatsoever. They think that they are spending, they are supporting these people. But Allah says all the treasures of the heavens and the earth belong only to Allah Ta'ala. By somebody helping somebody, that person is fooled if he thinks I helped that person. What he should do, he should make shukr to Allah, that Allah gave me the tawfiq to help that person. Nobody helps any person unless Allah gives you that money, Allah puts it in your heart, and Allah puts it in the recipient's heart to accept it. Otherwise, it will never help anything whatsoever. It is only from Allah Ta'ala, and everything belongs to Allah. They think that they own everything. And as they saw, they themselves were exiled from Medina Sharif. And they were sent out of Medina Sharif. So it is not that we are spending on anyone or anything, or for any good cause, or any we are serving any good cause. It is only the fazl of Allah, and we must be thankful to Allah. If Allah is using us for any work of deen, we must realize Allah could you have used anyone else in my place also. And that person can do much more better work than me. It is only Allah's fazl, and we must be thankful to Allah and not think that we are spending. So Allah Ta'ala reprimanded them in this way. وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. Or لیکن منافقین نہیں سمجھتے. They haven't got iman. They just outwardly showing they got iman in their heart. They haven't got that conviction that Allah alone is the controller, creator of everything, and all treasures belong only to Allah Ta'ala. Another thing they said, يَقُولُونَ لَئِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. کہتے ہیں کہ البتہ اگر ہم پھر گئے مدینہ کو. And he said that if we have to return and we go back to Medina Sharif again, لَنُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ. تو نکال دے گا جس کا زور ہے وہاں سے کمزور لوگوں کو. Then those who have got power, they said that they have got power, and the Munafiqeen and the Jews, they were controlling Medina Sharif before. So they said, if we got the power and we will take out this weak people who they regarded as refugees, we will exile them and we will chase them out of Medina Sharif. So in answer to that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. اور زور تو اللہ کا ہے اور اس کے رسول کا اور ایمان والوں کا. And the true power is only with Allah Ta'ala. And those who support the cause of Allah, and the greatest of them, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah gives power to him. And those who listen to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah obeyed His commandments, followed in His way of life, and practiced on His deen and propagated His deen, Allah gives them also this power and honor. And it has been seen, it's a vivid fact of history, that this power, though they were so outwardly poor, but with that power, not only did they exile the Jews from Medina Sharif, but they controlled the world at that time. They went out throughout the world and they conquered the whole world. So when Allah Ta'ala gives, when a person is loyal to Allah and His commands, Allah will give that power also. It is not this outward power that a person has. And that we all have witnessed so many times in history. We know the first apartheid government, what power they had, how, what control they had. But they had to give up everything. So just like that, any government or anyone must not think that we are doing everything. And it is ours, and the way we are doing things, everything is in the hands of Allah. And those who are sincere to Allah and obey Him, if not today, tomorrow. Allah knows His wisdom, but He will give them the upper hand. So even today, the conditions of the Muslims in the world, if we come back to our Islam, the original Islam, we live by that, Allah will give the power and honor to the Muslims immediately. There won't be any delay also. The delay is not from Allah's side, that many people wonder why is not Allah helping the Muslims. The delay is from our side. We must become practicing Muslims, loyal to Islam, to the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah's help will be with us also. وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ لیکن منافقین نہیں جانتے. Where can these poor munafiqs who haven't got iman in their hearts, where can they understand? Many orientalists, people, professors at university who have studied Islam but they haven't accepted Islam. They know about Islam. What do they know of the qudrat of Allah? What do they know of the power of Allah? What do they know what is the force of tahajjud namaz and the duas of tahajjud time? They don't know all these things. They just have gotten outward just like that. Even we, if we get lot of knowledge of deen, of we become ulama, but that conviction is not in the heart, then that also is really useless. That conviction in the heart is the most important thing, and then Allah's help comes on that. Allah's help just does not come on outward knowledge only. It comes with that conviction in the heart and the true loyalty and service to deen and Islam. وآخر دعوانا